The psalm for today on our calendar is a precious one. It says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Great peace. What does the word peace mean? Not just peace have they, but God saw fit to write great in front of peace as he says this. Great peace. Great shalom. And I decided to print out the Hebrew meaning from Strong's Concordance of peace. Pastor Carl, will you pull that down? It's shalom, from the Hebrew shalom, meaning safe, well, happy, friendly, welfare, health, prosperity, peace. This is a big meaning of the word peace, isn't it, huh? A little more than just peace, you know, not frazzled, but peace. No, these are great, great definitions. Favor, to rest safe and to be well, wholly well. I like that. Who wants that? Hmm? Do we need it a little bit more as we listen to the news every day, huh? We need that. We need it. We don't need it just when a tsunami or hurricane or an earthquake hits us, but we need it every day, just as we go out and touch the world and come back into our domiciles, right? Just even as you go out to eat, you can get frazzled and you can lose your peace. But God says, great peace, great big favor, great big welfare, health and prosperity and favor is ours. Conditionally, right? Because what does it say? Let's see the verse again, Pastor Carl. Great peace have they which love. And that word love, I looked it up, and it means love. Yeah. To have affection for, to be entwined with, to be totally into, which love thy law. Let's hold up our Bibles. I didn't bring mine up here, but I'll hold up yours. Let's hold up our Bibles. Let's put it close to our heart. Do you love his law? I love his law. And we have great benefit coming to us because we love his law. You're going to see people out in the world. They're going to get more hassled all the time. It's going to get bad out there. But we have something. We have peace because we love his law. Even a better reason to share with those who are unsaved, right? Grace Christian Center Christians need to become little evangelists. Amen. We need to turn our eyes to reach those people out there who have no peace. Because we love his law, but it doesn't do us any good just to keep loving it just ourselves. I mean, that's great for us. But let's take that love for his law and his word and let's share it out with other people. Let's be evangelistic in that sense. And nothing shall offend them. Woo. Nothing shall offend us. Interesting. What does that mean? In the Message Bible, it says that they won't stumble. And so I thought, he has really pulled, Peterson pulled, what do you mean offended and stumble? That seems different things to me. It doesn't seem the same to me. And so I thought, I better get in the Strong's and see what this word means, really. And then I can just write Gene Peterson a little letter telling him you missed it this time. So let's go on and see what Strong says. Interesting enough, the word is milksho, and it means a stumbling block. So Peterson, forgive me. You were right. An obstacle, an enticement, specifically an idol, or cause to fall. What's that saying is there's a great promise in this for us today. If we love his law, not only will we have peace, but we're not going to stumble. Is that true? If this is first and foremost in our minds and in our hearts, how can we stumble? How can we fall? We can't. If this is first, if this takes priority, then we walk in it. And we will have not just a little bit of peace, but great peace, and nothing shall offend us or we won't stumble. Amen. Is that good enough for you? It's good enough for me. Let's stand and let's say this verse together. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Because in him, as we dwell in him, and he dwells in us, and as we love the very character of God, the word of God, in him we live and move, and we have our being. Amen.